Yo, welcome back. Listening to the Future Sports Talk Radio. We are Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. It's your boy King Julio on the mic, and you know the vibes. You know who I'm with. White Mike's definitely in the building. What's up, White Mike?
I'm just enjoying another wonderful day here in Savannah, Georgia.
Okay. How's that going?
Well, it was like 70 degrees Saturday morning and 35 this morning. So. It's ever changing. So yeah, but now it's going good. Just I like it down here. It ain't no big deal. Starting to get a little hectic, a little more police presence already this week. You know, with St. Patty's Day coming up this Sunday, and if you don't know, Savannah has the largest St. Patty's Day party in the U.S. So
okay. You definitely going?
Definitely not.
You're not going to go? Why would you broadcast that and not even say you're going to attend?
Because that's how you end up in jail and not at work on Monday. And I got to go to work
I disagree.
You got to learn to go and then leave. You can't stay.
Yeah, you go and you leave. You go, you sense trouble, you bounce.
Yeah, that's easy.
That's what I do. You sense trouble. The spidey senses get the tingling. You get out of there.
Yeah.
All right.
Largest.
Hey, just go.
Largest party, big group of people.
No one says you have to take your shirt off, White Mike.
I'm not taking my shirt off for nobody.
You have to be.
No one says you have to take your shirt off and run down the street. No one says any of that stuff. You can go and just enjoy yourself and then responsibly and then leave. Right?
I could.
I'd go.
But I'm not.
Would you go? Hollow Point, would you go?
I would definitely go. Absolutely.
Horace, would you go?
Nah, I gotta wake up too early. I gotta wake up too early in the morning.
Anyway, my A-way from day one's definitely in the building. Hollow Point, what's up, my boy?
What's up, man? And I'm definitely going. I'm gonna, matter of fact, there's a little situation up here or something that I'm going to. I got too much sick hours not to go. Monday morning, I'm not coming.
Use them sick hours.
For the record, I've been before. That's how I know I ain't going back this year.
I know. Look, dog, I ain't gonna make it today. I'm sorry. I'm just not out. No, everything's good, man. Just chilling, man. Just trying to get the, you know, spring starting to spring up. As a homeowner, is probably one of the worst times, best and worst, depending on how you look at it. So just doing some cleaning around the house.
As an absolute worst, the allergies are starting to flare too.
Right. So all of that. So yeah, got that going on, and then spring break coming up for the kids. So
trip one of the 87 this year.
Yep. Yeah, actually, the first trip is for just me. So that's gonna be exciting.
Okay. Okay. Yep. And we ain't getting hanging out with
the hanging out with the brothers. The brothers trip.
Okay.
So we do it awesome. We do it once a year. We all get to hang out and chill for a while, two or three days.
Congratulations. You know,
nothing major. Yeah, nothing major, you know.
Yeah, all right. And so, of course, Boris is in the building. What's up, my boy?
What's up, man? What's up? Kids out spring break, you know. Accidentally left out one of my Celsius that I put in in a bottle, and my four-year-old had to taste everything, so we had a little cycle on our hand. So I didn't know what was going on. I just thought she was being bad, you know. I'm like, man, she tripped. Yeah. I'm on the phone, you know. I'm hearing, she yelling across the house. I hear footsteps. She running. I'm like, man, what's going on? I go to use the restroom. I see my bottle is like, you know, I could tell she had hit it, you know, thinking it's some kind of juice or something, you know. Yeah, man, it's been adventurous, man. It's been adventurous, man.
That's
love being a dad, man. Love being
there a dad. There you go. You're a dad for those moments.
Yep.
those moments are good. I have a couple of random stories that I won't share on air because Pearl listens from time to time. So, yeah. Gotta kind of keep those to myself. But my weekend was dope, man. Hey, shout out to the Norwalk FC Wolves, who went out to Vegas and played in this college showcase tournament. And they won every game. I don't know if this tournament is going to continue, but they won every game. So shout out to them. Other than that, man, I'm just, you know, getting ready to move. I'm very upset about my new setup. So very excited about my new setup. Other than that, bro, you know, just living life, enjoying this stuff.
It's good,
happy to be a part of the, if you guys don't know by now, we are part of the Elite Sports and Entertainment Network now, as Hollow Point will let you know pretty soon where to find us. As a matter of fact, let's kick it over to him. Hollow Point.
Couldn't hold yourself, could you?
No, I can't. I'm terrible at telling secrets, bro.
So, that's all right, man. That's all right. Not much of a secret anymore. Cat's out the bag. And of course, welcome back to another episode of Drew Pizzico Sports Podcast. We're glad to have you with us. Those who are the first time listening to us, we appreciate you for coming. We hope you stay for a while. For those wanting to get a hold of us, while our website is still under construction, you can all find us on the normal place you always find us. You find us on our Facebook page, our Facebook group. You find us on YouTube. You find us on Instagram. You find us on X, formerly known as Twitter. You can also find us on TikTok. Where you now can find us is we are now a part of the Elite Sports and Entertainment Network, which we now have a slot on Roku TV from 3 to 5 on Tuesdays.
That's right.
So check us out on there. Right. So check us out on there. We'll be on there freshly minted. So we're on the move. So shout out to us for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We're making moves. So hit us up on any of those places. Don't forget, if you haven't subscribed on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe on YouTube. We're dropping videos on there every week. You know, either some clips or a full show. So check us out on YouTube. If you haven't subscribed already, what the hell are you doing? Hit us up anywhere, our Facebook page or our Facebook group. Also hit us up on TikTok. We're everywhere. So if you haven't seen our stuff,
TikTok for the time being, because
it's everywhere. Yeah, for the
time. TikTok for the time being.
At least within the 6
get there while you can.
But we got all the other platforms on lock too. So it, no matter where you want to look at us, we'll be there. And don't forget, we're also still on your podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast. So once our website is up, we'll have all that information on there. And that will be, once again, www.truthbetoldsportspodcast.com. Back to you, people.
Listen, if China's stealing my information from TikTok, can you add a few more zeros to my bank account?
Please.
Yeah. Right. Please. Straight up, man.
Please, China.
Straight up. Please. Just
hey, let's
just
not.
Owe me a couple
not,
ducats.
Let's not say that before they ban us, too.
Please. Oh, goodness.
Please.
Oh, man, just real quick before we start the trivia, man, I saw a couple videos and like people on there, because you know, some people on there is their livelihood. Right. So they're like, what am I going to do? Man, go get a job. That's what you should go do. Like, this is a real thing. Like, this is might happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. For you people watching this on Roku, welcome, first off. But this ain't our job. Not yet. At least. Hopefully this goes somewhere else, because you're watching this on Roku now. It's going to go somewhere. Right. But hey, we have regular jobs, too. So. Don't quit your day job.
Don't do that.
Every day I'm hustling.
That's right. That's right.
There you go.
It's like, you know what's better than one paycheck? Two.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do have a really good show lined up for you guys. We're going to talk about that LSU South Carolina game that ended up in a skirmish. These guys don't want to call it what it is, which was a brawl, but they don't want to say it just that. They call it a skirmish. We're going to talk about that stuff. There's been a lot of movement in the NFL today as we're recording on Monday that we're going to talk about. One in particular, you know, I kind of feel some type of way about. But anyway, hopefully after I win this trivia game, you know, I'll feel a little bit better. But White Mike, are you ready?
Absolutely. I like your confidence this week.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we'd like to welcome you back to another episode of the White Mike Trivia Show. You know that trivia show within the podcast where White Mike asks King Cooley, Hollow Point, and Horace Jr. questions about sports. Sometimes they get it right. Sometimes they get it wrong. They get a point. Get the most points. You win. The end. Without any further ado, here's your host, Ho White. Come
on! Oh, yeah. Glad to be back. Glad to be back.
White Mike.
He's back!
Hey, they're going to see. They're going to hear us on Roku.
What's a Roku?
The fan noise would probably be muted them down. But as y'all heard, our wonderful host who now thinks he's Tom Brady because he won one last week.
I wouldn't say it.
The compliments they were short lived, brother.
I've won several, but okay.
All right. So I got a few questions for you this week. By a few, I mean four.
Okay.
All right. So number one, we're going to go, well, we got NFL, we got baseball, we got college basketball, and then we got an Olympic question.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow, early. He's getting to the Olympics early. All right.
I saw something that made me want to look, because I'm not going to lie, getting questions for you guys is getting a little more difficult.
Okay.
So, how many NFL quarterbacks have won a game against their former team that they also started a playoff game for?
What?
All right. Let's say Tom Brady played the Patriots and beat them. He started for the Patriots once before and then just beat them with a new team. Mm. How many quarterbacks have done that?
Mm. Oh, I see what you're saying. Wait, okay, so it's like Peyton Manning beat the Colts.
Yeah, or Peyton Manning beating them.
Okay. And you're saying how many quarterbacks have done that?
Yeah.
Against their former team?
Yeah, that they also started a play. It has to be a team that they started for in the playoffs before.
Oh, aren't you doing this for Baker Mayfield? Did Baker Mayfield do this?
Give me a guess. Yeah.
How many?
You can give me, I'll give you a bonus point if you can name.
Is it? Okay. All right.
Like ever?
I'm going to say three.
Let's go.
Three final answers.
Three. Three.
I'm going to go seven.
I'm going to tell y'all you're all incorrect. It is one. One quarterback started a playoff game and then was traded to another team and started for that team and beat his former team in the playoffs.
His former team in the playoffs.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh.
He has to start a playoff game. They had to start a playoff game. I just told you.
So Peyton Manning. It couldn't have been Tom Brady because Tom Brady went to the Bucks, and he didn't play the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Did the Rams make it to the playoffs?
I don't think the Colts made it to the playoffs that year.
No, nah, maybe
with Peyton Manning, right?
They were in the playoffs twice. He was in two Super Bowls, Broncos.
Peyton Manning was in one Super Bowl with the Broncos.
No, he was in two. They lost to the Seahawks.
Two. Lost to the Seahawks, beat the Panthers.
Okay. So I said, you said one. Who was it?
It's one. It is Jared Goff.
Oh,
I said that the Rams make the playoffs. I
can't answer you.
That's what they beat.
I don't remember the Rams in the playoffs. I'm like, damn.
It was just this past year.
It just happened. Yeah.
Damn
it. I was on Baker Mayfield. So you said that he had to beat him in the playoffs. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah. Jared Goff took the Rams to the Super Bowl. Right. rode with the Rams to the
Super Bowl. And then he beat the Rams in the playoffs.
And then he just beat the Rams this year with the Lions.
That was a good one.
That was a good one, man.
It ships.
All right, we'll move to we'll move to baseball. This is a little fun one. How many stitches are on a baseball?
How many what?
Stitches?
72.
I watched this on TikTok the other day.
So
I'm feeling the ball in my hand. Pause.
Oh my God, that's so dude.
I oddly know
what the hell?
It's 216 stitches. Or
let's say
108 double.
108, yeah, 108
double stitch. Yeah, it's 108. They don't I don't think they double it, but yeah, you're not wrong.
108 double stitches, 216 individual. Yeah.
Oh, I got that.
I hardly know this. Yeah. I don't know how I know it.
Both of y'all got that. 108.
Shishing the throat.
Okay.
Thank you for
get
that.
Get it.
So I cut this time machine question down.
Oh, shit.
He set us up. That easy one.
We got to think back 75 years.
Yes. No, not quite.
Go ahead.
Since 1970.
Oh, okay.
How many conference championships in basketball do the South Carolina men have?
What?
Wait.
Since 1970? How many conference championships do the South Carolina men have?
I'm going to have to say it's got to be low. It's
got to
be low.
I'm going to go one.
What is this? Football?
I'm going to go one.
Basketball.
Basketball?
It's got to be low. It's got
two,
like four. I'm talking like, okay, 71, maybe 76, 83, and then maybe
do South Carolina. Is that what you
91.
Said?
Yeah,
that didn't even register. So it doesn't register four. With me.
Did Sonny Short brother play? he an ex Gamecock. Brian Dawkins. No, he a Clemson. No, I'm sorry. Sorry for the disrespect.
Ooh, he coming for you.
No way, Jose. I don't want none of that.
I'd say he probably still here.
But I don't want none of that. That ball crazy. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, right.
All right, so what are we going with Hollow Point? You got a guess?
Three.
Four. What you got? Horse?
One.
The answer is one.
What?
It's a three-way tie.
The fun fact of that is it's in the ACC.
Mm.
Oh, nice. Mm. Wait, you said – oh, SEC. Okay.
What year?
I said conference championship. And they were a founding member of the ACC. 71.
What'd I say?
you nailed 71 for a year.
What'd I say?
All right, so your final question. How many official sports are in the Winter Olympics?
Oh, curveball.
Hey. Ooh. All right. How many official sports are in the Winter Olympics? I'm going to say, man, it can't be that many. I'm 54. 54.
I'm going to say 42.
He's so confident.
What you got? How important? You don't sound confident in nothing.
I don't. 109. Throwing out numbers.
All right. So there's 15 official sports in the Winter Olympics.
15?
Yep.
1-5.
Damn.
Now, I was going to do the Summer Olympics, but it was all over the place from 30 to 42. It just kind of depended on, I guess, what year and where they were playing or where they were holding it at. It was all over the place. So,
Okay.
Winter sports. No one watches those. I know. I'm just kidding.
And I'm a curling, I'm surprised I'm a curling I said 50, fiend, bro. 52 of them.
Look at this, I watch 52 curling sports. Like nobody's.
So yeah, that's the ultimate dad event right there.
Absolutely. Curling. You, yeah. You ain't seen it until you watch it drunk. It's a thing. I don't know why. I don't know why. I can't explain it. I'm
drunk.
I just
drunk
like, go, let's go. That.
Drunk guys outside created that.
Hey, let's slide this big ass block of rock down some ice and you get some brooms.
I was meant to be in that living room.
They be working, but
I know. Like, what are you doing? It's like shuffleboard, but
I think it is. The level of seriousness they take it is the best.
Man, I'm telling you,
because I don't think I got that much professionalism in me to take that game seriously. You know what I mean? Or I would act a straight donkey if I were a participant. I would. I know I would.
Bro,
I know I would. Because I'm skating. I got skates.
Be like
on,
the rock star, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm in the crowd. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
like this sport sucks, but guess what? I'm a good personality.
Dude.
Follow me. That's how you get followers on it on TikTok.
Just say
to be a rock star curly.
Crazy shit.
Be a rock star curly. All right. You guys ready to get into the show?
Let's get it.
All right. Always like the throwing punches. There was also some punches being thrown, as what these guys don't like to call, or not call it what it is, in the LSU, the waiting moments of the LSU South Carolina Women's SEC Championship game. There was a steal. Flose Johnson. I can't think of her name. She makes a steal or gets the ball stolen from her, takes exception to it. Then it becomes like a little skirmish and she ends up on the floor. Okay.
Heated disagreement.
Yeah.
I don't know what replay he's watching, but I didn't see no punches.
Hey, Camila Cardoso, like, was she? Hey, the way she pushed her, you might as well punch her.
Right.
That girl left.
Or
her
the way
feet.
That girl fell, she took a dive. I'm just gonna put it out.
I'm just saying, like,
she
probably thought
she punched
her. She didn't hit her that hard. Yeah.
The fact that her brother left the stands and went onto the floor.
Nah, she smoked her, bro. She smoked her, bro. She smoked her.
The fact that her brother did that, went out there on the field. I'm sorry, onto the court after that. You know what I mean? Hey, that lets me know.
You know what? I think he surprised himself that he got actually on the court because he didn't know what to do with his hands after he got there. He was just like, I don't know if he was going to throw gangs. I didn't know what he was going to do. I was just like, was he going to swing on one of them? It was all girls. I think once he got to the court, he just realized, oh, dang.
I went too far.
I can't hit none of them. Like, my sister ain't here. I can't, you know.
My sister's still on the ground. Oh.
Right. They arrested that. They arrested, bro. They had to bail him out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because he was on the court. He was on the
he was on the court.
He came on there the court, malicious, like with malintent.
See,
I said what they arrested him for, though.
Assault, battery, and disorderly conduct.
Yeah, there it is.
Who did assault?
Probably he pushed somebody to get over the desk or something.
The clock keeper.
Because when he got on the court, he didn't touch nobody.
He didn't touch nobody.
I think he tried to restrain somebody, I thought.
So I was like, hey, man, what you doing out here? He's like, oh, oops, my bad.
Because his sister got knocked down, took a dive, whatever you want to call it.
You said
take a shoulder tapped.
He gets arrested. But if somebody wins a big game, they can run out and run people over and have no.
Yeah, but the difference is he came out there because of a fight. Mm-hmm. Coming out there after you've won a game is way different than coming out in the middle.
Is it though?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Nah, because you get trampled, you get pushed out of the way. Somebody just got hurt because of it.
The intent is different, though. They were fighting, and he jumps out. He didn't jump out because they won the game. The game wasn't over.
Yeah.
He jumped out.
But when he got out there, he was like, shit, what do I do?
Yeah, he didn't know what the hell to do. Yeah.
I just feel like Like I said earlier, I feel like he just ultimately disrespected women's basketball, period. To think he can just go out there on the court like that, like it's like some YMCA or high school.
No matter. He called, it's his sister. He's being protective.
Well, did he automatically think they were just going to stop because he was there? Like his presence was enough? It's just, that's what we call it. It's more of a heated disagreement.
He's going to punch one of the South Carolina girls?
That's what I'm saying.
What you doing out there?
He reacted so quick, he didn't even know. Damn, I'm tripping. Put your hands on any girls you want to.
So initially, I thought the announcers announced the fallout of it, right? Like suspensions and how it was going to affect the first round. I don't know exactly. It was multiple players ejected before leaving the sideline, right? But the way they said it at first, like everybody was going to miss out on the first round. Whoever was ejected was going to miss out on the first round. So they walked that back. Like, what happened? You guys know what happened with that?
They said they want to be some games the first round.
What happened was it was the people that actually got involved in the skirmish that got suspended, not the whole team. Like when they started ejecting people, for those who didn't see it, I'm pretty sure a lot of people saw it based on the numbers, but they ended up, it was like 6 on one side and 5 on the other. They finished the game with. Mm-hmm. I think South Carolina had 6 and LSU had 5.
Right.
So I think that's what they finished the game with. And everybody else got ejected. But as far as suspensions for the next game, for the first round of the NCAA tournament, it's only the people that were actually involved in the skirmish. So I think there's two people.
Two or three
people, I think. They go, at that point, the refs are just ejecting, and then the conference are going and watch the tape and figure out what really needs.
Yeah, they're trying to, and they're trying to both. They're trying to not mess up the money, which is
right.
New, you know what I mean? Like it's new coming in. You don't want your prize ponies to be without.
I got a crazy take. If it was true, in South Carolina and LSU whole team couldn't play, but one or two. But 5 or 6 girls, they would have still smoked whoever they played in the first round by 30, 40
that's
points.
That's
going to be hard, that's bro.
Not. Bro, love five, girl basketball. Five. I love girl basketball. Don't get me wrong. I watch it over the boys. But, bro, when you get to the bottom of the girls, though, like the girl, like it's real bad, bro.
Yeah, they're bad. Yeah.
It's bad, bro.
What I said. That's not a hot take. I'm not even saying they would be in doubt. It wouldn't. It still wouldn't be in doubt. I'm not putting no money on that.
I like throw my stuff. I was like, wow.
South Carolina
like,
with 6 people. A better
than McNeese State.
them girls McNeese still going to come out and get a breather.
Women's basketball team is going to hear this.
Yeah.
And then sorry, no disrespect. Point everywhere at the Nation.
No disrespect. Yeah. But if South Carolina's coming to play you, you're going to lose. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Don't worry. Everybody that's played them this year has to.
Yeah. Any team not named Iowa. That's true. I'm not.
Any
afraid.
Team that they've stacked up against have lost. So that's true.
Yeah.
So you guys don't call that a skirmish at all.
A skirmish. Yeah. No, it's not a brawl.
Yeah.
It's not even a brawl. It's not a brawl.
It's like a highly touted debate. That's all it was. So, you know, it was like a, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like Taylor versus Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's Taylor fans and there's Beyonce. You know what I mean? Like, it got real. It's like being in a Catholic church on Sunday versus being in a Baptist church. It's like that.
Gotcha.
It was exciting. But it wasn't really that one that deep.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like some people, it was some contact, but no punches thrown.
Gotcha. All right.
So,
all right. Well, look. Well, I'm gonna talk about some things real quick that has some contact and a lot of punches thrown. I'm gonna count down the top 5 biggest brawls.
In sports. Okay.
Okay. Let's go.
Like doing this thing. All right, number 5. This is the take. I didn't get a chance to do a caption or anything like that, but this is from the Boston Bruins, as you see this guy right here, Terry O'Reilly, in unprovoked attack against New York Rangers fans in Madison Square Garden in 1979. This dude leapt up into the crowd. Before there was a Ron Artest, there was Terry O'Reilly.
This was 79?
79.
Unprovoked
in New York. Let me tell you something. There are two.
It's clearly a Boston guy. So, like, clearly.
Unprovoked in New York do not go together.
There are two sets of players where you don't worry about, you never worry about me getting any kind of argument, disagreement with hockey players and rugby players, because they're crazy, right? Mm-hmm. They ready to fight you. And the hockey players got sticks in their hands. Why would I be talking anything?
And blades on their feet.
Hey, and played on their face. Hey, are you crazy?
Hey, bonus question. How many games suspension did he get?
Probably.
Oh, you
probably
know what? I don't know.
5 minutes.
10 in the penalty box.
But it wasn't just him. But I say, it wasn't just him. Like, the rest of his team.
They gave
him one game. Fans too.
That's unprovoked for the whole team.
It's unprovoked. Unprovoked. 100%. Unprovoked.
That's a damn thing for you.
You know, it's Boston, man. They're savages.
I mean, I don't disagree.
Speaking of Boston, number four, we got New York Yankees versus Boston Red Sox in the ALCS. I hated putting this up there, but it made the list. And it's not my list. This is Mojo's top 10 list.
I got to be two. That's unprovoked and just terrible Boston.
Talk about
Pedro. Come on, dude.
Pedro should have got a lifetime ban for that.
He should have got
no.
Pedro, 100%. You're right, Mike.
That man was 72 years old. Is he dead?
Don Zimmer's dead now. You know, God bless the dead, but like, he didn't deserve this.
No.
He said something to Pedro. Pedro, what, me? Oh, come on.
No, he charged. He charged Pedro. Pedro came out there. He came out there, you know, like they all did, and like Zimmer beelined for him.
He did.
Pedro basically grabbed him and basically like Olayed him.
Pedro just actually threw at somebody like the inning before, like threw at his head the inning before.
Yes.
So that's what started the whole thing. Well, not, and then you got Roger Clemens throwing at Manny Ramirez. He threw nowhere near Manny Ramirez's head.
Didn't even hit him. Wasn't even close.
Bro, hey, bro. It's intense. It's a playoff. Bro, that's what my face, bro. What are you talking about? I was way over there.
If Roger wanted to hit Manny, he'd have been.
He would have hit Manny.
Go look at Mike Piazza. He didn't miss him at ever.
No, yeah.
Nah.
Number three. Is the FIU versus Miami Hurricanes brawl back in 2006.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy. That was one of the weirdest, wildest. It started like at that touchdown, though, someone's talking crap. Hey,
is that their coach in the picture?
I don't know.
Oh, messed up. I hope not. That's wild. That's crazy. So what did this started? Why, like, it was just middle of the game where they already getting blown out.
It was
It was in the third quarter.
Third quarter.
Okay.
I think Miami was losing too.
They just scored a touchdown, and then they started talking shit back and forth to each other, and then the brawl actually escalated on the next play on the extra point.
Gotcha.
He just ran out there, and one of the FIU players came out there. And it just went crazy.
Hey, speaking of an honorable mention would be the LeGarrette Blount.
The practice one?
The pregame. Oh, no, it was the postgame against Boise State when he was at Oregon.
Yeah, he was pissed.
He knocked dude smooth.
Yeah.
He was pissed.
He went sleepy night-night. All
right. This next one is pretty wild, man. This is the beanball brawl between the San Diego Padres and the Atlanta Braves back in 1984. So it's back-to-back bench clearing brawls. I'm talking about first pitch of the game. Okay, it was Pascal Perez hits Allen Wiggins of the Braves. All right, they have a bench clearing brawl. Game's delayed for a couple, for like 10 minutes, 15 minutes to get back out there. The next out, so you know it's what's coming next, right? So I can't think of the pitcher's name, but he beans Greg Nettles of the then Padres. And then again, bench is clear. Another 15 minutes. Mm. Crazy, bro.
All right, we got to guess on one before you put it up there.
All right, you already know what number one is.
Malice at the Palace.
Already know what number one is.
Out of my mind.
The Malice at the Palace. Okay.
You know, I always talk. You know, one thing I always talk about with this one is, and
Okay. If you haven't known, the Malice at the Palace. Late in the Indiana Pacers versus the Pistons back in November of 2004, there was a hard file involving Ron Artest and what was the guy? Ben Wallace, right? Ron Artest ends up and goes and lays on the scorer's table. Someone from the fans, some fan throws a cup of beer, hits him, and he beelines for the first person in the Pistons shirt and sends him a and gives him a punch. I remember watching this game.
As soon as he did, Jermaine O'Neal just followed right behind him.
So was Steven Jackson too.
Steven Jackson went in the crowd punching anybody close
that move.
Jermaine O'Neal came and slid in with the punch from the punch of infamy. Bro. Just like, downtown.
Bro, you gotta think about it like this. When you look back at it now, like this probably doesn't happen to any other team at this time. You hit the wrong person with the wrong type of teammates in the wrong city. The fans, you're dealing with crazy fans. You threw something and hit the craziest person probably at the time in the NBA. He admitted to getting drunk on Henny before and after games and a Ron Artest during this time. He was drunk already.
This was before he was
with the
world. This is before he's
with Steven Jackson. Everybody know how hood he is. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing but hood. That's it.
Then you got surprises like Jermaine O'Neal. You know, he like a little good boy. And then he out there throwing them bold too. You know, hey. It just happened to the perfect situation. Like it was meant to be.
The worst part was like Indiana had this game in hand. This game was
over.
Yeah. The game was over. And like Detroit was like some poor sports in this game. You know what I mean? Like the game was over, they got blown out. Okay, it was just a regular game. Take your loss and go back. You were still leading the league or whatever.
Dude, this game was so far over. Like I remember I was watching this game. I stopped watching to go to bed because I had to work the next morning.
Yeah.
And the next morning I wake up, I see it all over ESPN.
I'm thinking like the dude who actually threw the beer kind of like he chucked it and kind of like turned to the side.
How scary ass.
The boy got aim, boy.
He chucked it. He didn't think it was going to hit him. He just chucked it and kind of ducked and turned it aside. Like, he kind of pointed. He did it. Artest got up.
Damn. I call him, boys. More big 6'7", 8".
Steven Jackson was just waiting on a call like this. He's like, "This is why I'm here. Let's go."
They beat the crap out of old man.
Listen, right. I'm not gonna say it was right.
Detroit. Day.
I'm
Detroit
not gonna say it was wrong. No,
he took some. Detroit took some L's that day. I'll tell you that. Courtesy of him, a lot of.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong. But this is why fans should be held accountable for their actions.
Oh, this was the accountability. I applaud it for sure.
Like, oh my goodness! Like,
you want to play stupid games? These are the stupid prizes.
Especially beer.
Congratulations!
Your nasty ass beer you've been drinking out of.
A beer, absolutely.
He probably smelled that shit and went off immediately. Bitch, Budweiser.
How dare you?
Shut up, do Corona.
You can't afford Corona. No, come on, man. You ruined my jersey.
See, nowadays they just talk to people and get them thrown out of the arena, which is all ultimately the best thing to do. But it's just not, you know,
Well, this is the reason why they now talk to people.
Well, apparently you can't, like, for guys like Russell Westbrook, you can't even say anything now. Like, you can't say you suck. You can't say nothing, or they'll get you thrown out. You know,
he gets so upset. He gets in it. To me, he gets in his feelings.
He does, and I don't like it. Like, I mean, dude, you got to be able to block.
You got to be able to handle some happily.
Like, there's some personal things that you probably, as a fan,
openly at halftime. Openly at halftime, go back in the back and challenge some man who's sitting with his kid to a fight. Yeah.
Yep.
Bro, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. I've seen that happen in what was that movie, Love Don't Cost a Thing, when dude went in the stands and challenged somebody. It happens there. It don't happen for real. Like, Russell, he gotta relax, bro.
Hey, I was at the return game for Kawhi Leonard when he first came back to the Spurs. That first game mm-hmm. back, mm-hmm. that was, boy. But so, you can hit a booze walking to the stadium a mile away before you even get to the game. I thought somebody was gonna jump on the court try to get him, though. I'm telling you, bro. I wonder.
That way, bro.
Huh?
I was at the first Astros game here in LA after the whole cheating scandal, and they robbed the Dodgers of the World Series in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Bro. And we went with a couple of Houston fans. I had to tell, and they were from like Delaware, right? So I had to tell them, hey man, you might want to zip your shirt out, zip your jacket up, and you might want to turn your shirt inside out, because they started to get. They was like, for real? Like, it's not like we're sitting in the pavilion too.
Yeah, it is.
We're sitting in the hood. So
y'all took a championship on them folks.
they don't care you from here.
Yeah.
My boy Reyes, shout out to my boy Reyes. He was like, hey, I got to let you know, my boy, like, if you fall, I got to kick you too.
Don't take it personal.
Don't take it personal, bro. But I gotta kick you too, bro. They robbed me too. So
you know I can't help you, right?
That's what I had to tell him. I was wearing a Yankee shirt. I was like, hey, I ain't in this, but I'm here. But I'm here. I am here for solidarity.
Yeah.
I'm pulling half too.
Drink afterwards.
Yeah, I'm not getting jumped at. I'm not getting jumped with you.
I'm not getting jumped.
Both of us getting our ass kicked.
I'm not getting jumped, but I ain't doing jumping either.
Five second story. Do y'all remember when Ginobili blocked James Harden from behind in the playoffs in overtime? So yeah, that same day, bro, it just couldn't have happened at a work. Well, it was kind of funny, but it was the Braves got destroyed by the Astros, and I was at that game, and I was in a little president suite and all that, and these little kids flipping me off after Spurs because I was decked out in Spurs stuff, bro. Mm-hmm. Ginobili blocked that thing, bro. I thought I was gonna have to, like, for real, bro. Like, I thought, people were walking up in my, like, bro, like, it was crazy. Them folks was pissed, bro. Like,
oh, yeah.
I just supporting my team, bro. Like, I didn't ever, it was going to go into overtime, and them people would be that mad at me, bro, like that, bro. Like, little kids, old people, bro, like, getting in my face, bro. Like, I'm like, bro, I'm about to, telling you, if my friends weren't with me, bro, because I was stupid drunk. I definitely would have went to Houston that night. I probably would have got drugged, too, but it's been out good.
Hey, you would have went out for the Spurs, though. We're swinging to the Spurs.
Bro, I didn't know that. If I could do it again, I wouldn't have wore that. I wouldn't have did that.
It'd be like that. It'd be
I'm
like
too old for all that food.
For sure.
My knees hurt now.
Yeah. We don't heal the same no more either.
It's a lot longer. Yeah. Not at all.
Peace, bro. You think you bought it until you try to get up the next day and you can't move.
Hey, you fellas been keeping up with what's going on with the NFL today? There's a lot of
movements
movements going on, man.
Oh, boy.
A lot of movements.
I mean, only positive right now is these are not signed. Mm-hmm. They can't be signed until the 13th.
Right.
Yeah, the actual,
these are the intentions
of part of the legal.
The one I'm
so they call it legal, what they call it, legal, what's the word?
There have been a couple that have backtracked over the years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's been a couple that's changed.
Oh, yeah.
Have changed.
I don't think the big ones are going to change, though. Like, I'm still trying to wrap my brain around them calling Kirk Cousins the biggest domino. to fall. That was wild to me. But although Chris Jones, tampering is a word, by the way, legal tampering. Mm-hmm. First day of legal tampering. That's why it's not official, but you can legally tamper with other teams' players until the actual signing day. Anyway, Chris Jones got signed the day before this whole day started. So he got out of that in a hurry. So he's back with Kansas City. That's huge for them. Kirk Cousins getting signed to Atlanta to be their quarterback is huge for them. He had a four-year deal, 4 years, 180 mil, 100 guaranteed. So the first 3 years are guaranteed. So good for him, man. I think he's made a lot of money not being great.
I just don't know if I can live
off. I don't know how he's going to feed his kids. I don't know.
I don't understand why I would either be a great NFL GM or a terrible one, because there's no way we're not going to do nothing. We might, even if we do something, it's going to amount to nothing. So like, why are we playing? Like, let's get a young quarterback. Let's develop him. Let's try to, you know, maximize someone's potential. We know what we have with Kurt. Kurt is a good player, but Atlanta doesn't have what a Kurt would need. Kurt had arguably the best receiver, tight end tandem, in the NFL. Mm. You know, had a decent offensive line. In a couple of those years in Minnesota, he even had really good defenses. He didn't do anything, bro. Like, he's blah.
He's good enough to win that.
I really want to be on here and disagree with you and tell you you're wrong and all that stuff, but I can't. I mean,
NFC South.
So what I will say is he's in a less competitive division, and as long as he does what he normally does, they will win 10 games, which history states will win you that division. So that's the only thing I would say positive to you about that. He's good for 10 or 11 games if he stays healthy.
Oh, absolutely. Right?
You know, and he's got some weapons. They have a good offensive line. They got a great running game. They got a tight end. They got a good, solid defense. So they got all the pieces there. Like you said, I don't think he gets you to the promised land, but I think he definitely gets you in the playoffs, which is what they want, I guess. I'm not sure.
All I'm going to say is, like, I'll say it like this. I'll tell you, like I told my buddy Bruce, who's a diehard Falcons fan, better than Desmond Ridder.
Yeah.
He's no worse than Matt Ryan, neither. So.
And he's no worse than Matt Ryan.
I was talking to my cousin today, and he is a diehard Falcons fan. That's from when I heard the news, he was the first one I called. And I, man, what you thinking? And then minutes right out of his mouth was, "Oh, Captain Kirk." So meaning he's excited.
That's
right.
Great.
Hey, but you said Matt Ryan and Kirk Cousins, that Spider-Man meme with them pointing at each other. that's
what I thought of. All right. I'm going to go to a move that kind of hurt my feelings today. Saquon to the Eagles.
Yo.
I'm so frustrated with that organization, bro.
You're right, man.
I really am.
I'm going to tell you right now. If you're an Eagles fan, you're loving this just because of the disrespect he showed to Giants.
Oh,
he's going to.
What's up? Hey, shout out to Tiki Barber showing out.
Oh, yeah. He's like, hey, you dead to us.
Bro, get out of here, bro.
I was about to say, man, if you don't miss me with that crap.
What am I to take out there, bro? Who are y'all, bro? I'm just being real, dog.
Who are you, Tiki Barber?
I mean.
Seriously, where's your brother?
Hey, you know? Is he a Pro Bowler? I mean, is he a Hall of Famer?
No, it's Tiki, not him.
Rondé.
Oh, I'm confusing him.
Not Tiki.
Tiki's the best running back in New York history.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, that was that. He's a Hall of Famer, right? That's what I thought.
No, not Rondé's a Hall of Famer.
Rondé's a Hall of Famer. Two reasons, man. I felt like the Giants didn't use – well, injuries, obviously, and then the way the Giants used him, I didn't like I just felt like he was limited. It sucks to see it because, like, he just, you know, to see all the potential we had, and plus the fact that he wanted to be in New York, it makes it hurt even worse. You know what I mean?
I think them signing Jones. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that part. The minute they pick Jones over him, and then Jones has a terrible season.
Yeah, right.
I think, you know, that was the writing in the walls for him. On the walls.
That's what did it.
But I hate it. I hate it. The minute he rushes for 150 yards and two touchdowns against the Giants, I'm going full Rams.
I hope he stays healthy enough to be a difference maker. I will give
myself the Men in Black thing, and I'll surround myself with a bunch of Rams stuff. You think I grew up in L.A. or St. Louis.
So what week did they play?
Not sure. I don't even want to talk about it right now. You can talk about Tony Pollard going to the Titans.
You can't sign your best player because of the position. Just think about that. Mm-hmm. You can't sign your best player because of the position, and you're gonna let your rival who you gotta play him twice. you're gonna let them sign him.
You're gonna let them get him.
Yeah, we might have to make some shake. How much y'all giving them? 36. Right.
They were done with. He was done with them, and they were done with him after last year's.
Yeah, like I said, when they signed Jones instead of him, and tried to franchise him the second time, he was just like, "Nah, I'm good."
Yeah, I knew it was a wrap.
So it didn't matter after this year. It didn't matter what they offered him. They want to be a part of it. They're not on the winning track right now, especially with the quarterback they have in place, and actually the offense total they have in place.
They said they're done with Jones.
Bro, they just signed him to that big dumb contract. It's a flow contract, but still.
Either way, they weren't on the track to be a contender of any means. So why not just go to the Eagles? I'm a free agent. Go check them out. Screw it. You know, you don't owe no allegiance to nobody but yourself. So that's just my opinion.
And the Jacksonville Jags got a hell of a backup quarterback. I tell you.
Hey, we're gonna get to that sucker in a second.
I know we were.
Pollard to the Titans. What's his mean for the Titans?
Nothing.
He'll be in the Titans downgraded
with or without him. You know what it means? It means they need another running back too.
Yep. He cannot carry the load. That is not
absolutely
him.
Absolutely not.
And he from Tennessee. All right, good luck.
Hey, shout out to him for getting the bag, but I mean, I just have no. He had his shot in Dallas and he blew it. So you know, it is what it is.
All right, what about this one? Baker Mayfield stays with the Bucks.
I like it.
Yes, $100 million contract, 3 years.
I like it.
We got to get him back in the commercials, man. That's where he thrives. I like
it. As a Saints fan, I love it. Matter of fact, I love it. Go on, bring it back, Baker Mayfield. But nah, but seriously though, it was a good pickup for them. You know,
did Baker make the playoffs? Where were the Saints at?
Bro, we got Dennis Allen as our coach, bro. I'm a Saints fan, but I'm not finna sit here and sugarcoat nothing when it comes to them. I'm realistic. We suck. Yeah, I wish we had Baker Mayfield. I'll take James off the bench. I'll take Jameis.
Put Jameis in, man, if you want to win.
Jameis, hey.
I'm protesting the Saints till they get rid of the coach.
He had he got them eyes fixed, so he's good for 15 picks now.
No, he didn't.
I'll take it. Give it to him.
Yeah, put a prescription visor in that dude's helmet.
Yeah, you can't fix crazy. I'm just saying.
Pass the table, so, no.
Yeah.
Hey, and speaking of Chris Jones, the Chiefs, that's big. That was big. They stepped up and did the right thing. They did the right thing.
Yeah, but
they don't want to lose all without him. As great as Mahomes was, he won that Super Bowl. He made two plays.
Well, defense, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He made two plays that just changed the aspect, like the whole game, man. So,
if he doesn't get pressure on Purdy, Ayuk's wide open in the end zone.
Yep,
that's for sure.
Yep.
Oh yeah,
you paid him.
And you alluded to this move earlier. Perhaps the worst draft pick in the history of the NFL.
What? I'm gonna go take a breather. I'm gonna let y'all have this.
Whack Jones goes to the Jags.
I have not seen anybody get as much hate from you as he does, and he gets all of the hate.
He must torture his precious Tigers. That's what it is.
No,
he didn't.
No, why? You know why? You know why? You know why I don't like this? And it's nothing against Mac Jones. I've never met the dude before ever in my life. I just don't like the fact that people put so much hype and belief and just trust in this garbage ass player. He's horrible.
That man had a special team.
I don't care. He was the Heisman finalist. We're throwing the ball 7 yards down the field.
Horace, you're not going to win this, man.
He is terrible.
So that wasn't coaching malpractice. That was malpractice, bro. That was one of the worst coaching decisions in coaching, modern day coaching football history, bro. For you to take a special teams coach to your second year quarterback, bro, who has no weapons, no running backs, no receivers, no nothing. Then you're gonna give me a tight end. Then y'all gonna tell me I'm sorry. I ain't got no weapons. I ain't got no protection.
No.
I got a special team coach.
I was saying he was sorry before then.
But that's come on, bro.
Horrible.
How?
It's not impressive. Not impressive at all.
He got all Alabama records.
I get it. And it's not because he went to Alabama. If it had Mac Jones went to Florida State, I would still be on this.
I feel
he's terrible.
If you're not nothing but consistent, bro, I respect it.
Didn't he beat Cam out for that position?
What?
He was giving it to it, given to him.
He didn't beat Cam out.
The words were, we're going to go Cam with Mac.
He was done.
Terrible.
Cam was done at that point.
That's the same year I got my bottle of peach crown because I said Cam was.
Hey,
what do you call not getting a position?
The NFL was a backdoor deal. Yeah. I firmly believe that. It was a backdoor handshake.
If it was a backdoor deal, they could have gotten him out later.
Nick Saban and Bill Belichick.
I won't say that. I think 100%. He failed.
I'll tell you.
He should have failed.
No.
I think he went.
He got 15th.
You know, but you know they traded up. They moved up to get him.
Two spots.
Nah.
Yeah.
They didn't move up.
Hey, he was a Pro Bowler his first year. He did the giddy.
I don't want to hear that crap.
So many people didn't want to go to the Pro Bowl. They moved the Pro Bowl to before the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. He only got in Patrick Mahomes wasn't playing.
I agree.
So he's not really like a Pro Bowler.
I agree with what you're saying, some of it. I agree with y'all. But it's the Pro Bowl. What's the Pro Bowl? Somebody Wikipedia what the Pro Bowl is. It's the best on the best.
It's the best of the best. I'm gonna stop you right there. The best of the best are playing the next week.
I let Hooli go on for his tirade because I knew where he was going with it. But I agree with some of your words when you talk about especially the coaching part. But we're not finna sit here and act like Mac Jones was the best.
I ain't trying to say he's Dan Marino, but I'm saying, bro, he was sabotaged, bro. And then they brought him O'Brien. Then you bring my O'Brien, this was a setup. Yep.
That was some pure garbage.
He ain't have no chance in hell of success. Bro,
He shouldn't have been there.
Yeah. I can
open up a box of Cracker Jacks and find a better NFL career.
I bet you can. Because you know why? Because ain't nobody else had no special team coordinator calling their play.
Listen, these are reasons why Belichick was removed from his position.
True story.
Not Mac Jones.
Bro. If Bill Belichick don't do that, if somebody
starting
else
Mac
that,
Jones
bro,
was number one.
Listen,
hey, say it. Name Mac Jones the number one starter, like the QB1, was the You could tell was the downward spiral.
Soon as you picked Mac Jones over Cam Newton, it went down here. I'm just saying.
Soon,
bro. Cam's just trying.
Then he said, "This is a good idea."
He couldn't even complete a pass. He was going like three. He was completing like four passes a game. He was worse than Mac Jones. He's terrible. He coaching them kids. He better start fighting to get himself together. Stop putting himself in this mentions. Town. I know you love the kids, Cam, but damn, don't do that. Don't do that, Cam.
The honorable mentions.
Wilder than trash.
I have honorable mentions, and I'm gonna get on my fan shit for a little bit. I'm honorable mentioning the Lakers. Mm-hmm. Who beat a less than field Minnesota Timberwolves last night. But they also beat the team that just played before the dang it. They had some good wins over this last week.
Over some backups.
Playing good basketball over the course of the past week. They doing their thing. So shout out to my Lakers.
That's it. That's the only one.
That's the honorable mention. That's my honorable mention to the Lakers. They won like four of the last five, so they're still in the play-in tournament right now. But hopefully, if they keep it going, they can get out of that and get that sixth seed.
Right on.
I mean, honorable mention Anthony Davis hit a 25 points.
Anthony Davis been playing out of his mind. He had 22 rebounds, 27, 22, and then he had seven steals.
Yeah, he went 25 rebounds. Yeah,
hell of a game, bro.
Something like that. He was killing
that type of
people. I want to say it was one of y'all, but it could have been somewhere I posted. I said before the season started, I said he's getting either all NBA, all defensive, or defensive player of the year. And somebody laughed at me because they were like, oh, he ain't going to play that many games. He's already played more games now than he played all year last year. So
that's crazy.
Whenever I remember who that was, I'm coming for it.
Hustling is hard. Might as well.
I'll never remember. But that's my honorable mention is the Lakers and they're playing. I got to get my fan on real quick. Lakers and
five. Can I get mine?
Yeah, go ahead.
I get my honorable mention to the newly hired Alabama football coach, Coach DeBoer.
Man, turn off his mic.
He has been
I just want everybody
to know because some people didn't believe in the guy, and the guy is like doing really good right now. You know, hey, it's coming.
I believe you, bro.
We gonna see, man. Hey, I'm impressed. I'm glad the GOAT stepped down when I see what's going on right now because he knew his time was coming and he's smart enough to get the hell on. You know what I'm saying? Because he wasn't going for none of this foolishness that's going on now. Shout out to
the boy. Yeah, I mean, I'm a big Bama fan. Real quick, he was smart enough to get out of there. You see some of the new recruits with their Mercedes. I'm just saying, he owns a few Mercedes dealerships around the area.
Yeah,
he said NIL to hell. I'll help this. Here, come to Bama, get a Mercedes.
Damn,
that's cool.
Now, my honorable mention is going to be to the South Carolina women. I mean, they finished out the regular season undefeated. Obviously, they had the blackout that got put on the game against the Tigers, but they're going, you know, the tournament's getting ready to kick off. Obviously, they're clear favorites for the SEC. They're probably the clear favorites to win it all, but we'll see how it goes. So, honorable mention to Coach Staley and her team and her staff. I mean, keeping it up.
Okay.
Class personified.
Brown. Hey, my honorable mention is going to go to opening day coming up on the 28th. Major League Baseball is going to start back on the 28th. Got a lot of spring training going on, baseball going on right now. The Yankees look really good. I'm excited. 28's on the way. You know the vibes. But it also means that we're going to have our baseball prediction show coming up pretty soon. I'm pretty, really, really excited about that. And my other honorable mention would be to the big fight that's going to be taking place on July 20th in Texas Stadium or Cowboys Stadium, whatever you, or AT&T Stadium, whatever's there, whatever you call it, between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
Hey, just like the Tyson Roy Jones fight, I'm not watching this either.
You're not watching that one either?
I know it's a long way. No, absolutely not.
I sent you the link, bro.
I got Netflix. I already paid for Netflix.
It's a money, grab, man. I'm not.
I got you for the free.
It's all. It's all a money grab. It's all a money grab.
It's not like people are like, oh, Tyson gonna kill him. Tyson's not gonna knock this dude out.
57. No,
he gonna carry him for four.
57 doing that in Nike Monarchs.
He is not gonna knock nobody out. He is not gonna knock anybody out. So I don't know why people think the old Mike is in there finna do it. No, he's just old. Mike is just old. Jake Paul is a strong. He cocky, but he ain't no punk. Not saying he finna beat Mike down, but Mike 57, bro.
He'll be 58 the time of the fight.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're not Mike. Not gonna go in there.
He's down, bro.
Huh?
He look good, man. God damn.
He does, but
he got a different little DNA in him, though.
If they go longer than round six, we're gonna see.
I ain't trying to box with him. I tell you that.
That's for sure. No. Don't get it wrong. I'm not getting in the ring with him. Absolutely not. No.
Wait.
But
that dude is from Brownsville.
Right.
From Brownsville. You know the motto there? Never ran, never will.
Right. So. yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot into that fight, though. Like, Paul gets to wear headgear.
Is
that a true thing? I don't think that's true. I heard the same thing too.
If he's wearing headgear, why all of a sudden is he choosing to wear headgear now? You want to take it seriously as a boxer? Why are you putting on headgear right now? You fought
I think that's cap.
So many different people. Like, what's the dude? Ninjigo. What's the boy's name? Got knocked out by Anthony Joshua over the weekend.
Nagano. Joshua.
He got night-nighted. I'm guessing that some of this is coming about because apparently Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. were supposed to wear headgear, and that's why their fight was only two. That's why their rounds were only 2 minutes because they refused to. So that may be where.
Well, it's an exhibition, so you can change the rules up. That wasn't a sanctioned fight. That wasn't sanctioned by any of the big, fighting commissions.
Yeah, just to kind of.
That was just like an exhibition, so. They weren't really going to be anyway.
It ain't going to be what people think it's going to be. It's just going to be a show, and Mike is just there to make some money. And it ain't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think expectations are way too high. They need to be dwindled down a little bit.
It's always going to be. But I'm going to be so upset when I hear Jake Paul fans gloat and brag that Jake Paul beat Mike Tyson. If it's not Mike Tyson in his prime, then this shit don't count. You know what I mean? So
I'm gonna tell you, right now, I'm not stepping in the ring with Tyson.
You know, I would step in the ring with Tyson right now. If he wants to prove anything, to fight Canelo right now. I dare you. Call out Canelo. You know what I mean?
Waste his damn time.
Call out Canelo. Call somebody. You know, and then I would
actually even sign up in a boxing. Sign up.
I would even take Ryan Garcia. Where you have fight Ryan Garcia.
Fighters. He called him out though. He won't even, like, Canelo won't even, like.
No, it's beneath him. There's no
Canelo, like, man, go get your ass on from a fight.
If that man still connects with you, he could probably still lay you out. I don't care what level boxer you are, how great you think you are.
I'm sure.
If he makes this connection, you're done.
They're right. I'm sure. Connect. Oh, yeah.
There's a reason he was called Iron Mike.
All right, fellas. Pardon shots.
Yeah. Shout out North Carolina for taking out Duke and winning the ACC championship.
That's more of an honorable mention. Whatever.
Nah, that's my shot at you, though.
That's all.
Man, shout out for Staley, coach for South Carolina Gamecocks, showing nothing but class. That's what the kids need to see. That's what the leaders of our future leaders of our world need to see. Just because things went sideways don't mean they have to stay sideways. You don't have to feed into the bull. You can back up, assess the situation, like, hey, we was wrong and we need to do better, man. Great job, coach.
PowerPoint.
I will just a shout out to everybody who's continued to listen to us. Appreciate the shout out. Shout out to the our new network, the Elite Sports and Entertainment Network, for you know, bringing us on. We appreciate it, everybody, and we hope everybody who is new listening to us, welcome. There's gonna be more bullshit to come, so buckle up.
Yeah, right on, right on. And just piggyback what these guys say, appreciate all of our listeners, all of our day ones, all everyone who's been rocking with us over the past 4 years. We're about to hit 200,000 plays on through our podcast, and we appreciate you guys. So now what we're asking you, everybody that's listening, go on over to TikTok. Follow us there. Go on over to YouTube. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Click that that bell so that way you're notified when we drop new content. So make sure you do that. And don't forget to like this this one right here. Smash that like button on this video. Thank you, everybody, for watching. A shout out to the Elite Sports and Entertainment Network. We're happy to be aboard, happy to be members of the family. So be looking forward to more content coming from Truth and Total Sports Podcast. So I don't have anything else. You guys got anything else?
Nope.
So for White Mike, for Hollow Point, Orange Jr., I am King Hooley. We are Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Rest in peace, Kobe. Right here. Peace.